Oh, the Joburg Metro is not a great place to be at the moment. Seems to be going from one disaster to the next. BizNews community member Rene Kilner has spent 2 days trying to make sense of the city's valuation processes. The city decides to value your property at a certain price. You can then appeal if you think that it's wrong. And she was in those appeal hearings. Also with us is Charles Bowles, who's a property owner in Johannesburg. We'll get insights from both of them in a moment. Rene, thank you for alerting us to this situation. I guess Johannesburg needs to get money from somewhere. It's really in a bit of a cash crunch. And the easiest way is to jack up the valuations of properties. Well, I suppose in a simplistic form, and then you can charge higher rates. But it's not one-way traffic, as you explained in an email that you sent to me. There is an appeals process. Could you just tell us what it is that you do for a living and how that appeals process works?
So, Alec, hi. Thank you very much. So, I actually run an energy company. But part of the services that we offer to our clients, obviously, as part of being an energy company, is that we get to bucks with Eskom and the municipalities when it comes to tariffs. And an additional service is that we then get involved with the valuation process. But we're obviously not valuers. And we then get to engage with professional valuers that value properties. So we very often then just manage the appeal process, the objection and the appeal process on behalf of clients. So the interesting thing is that in this process, what emerged on Tuesday very specifically is that what we observed, and I will use this suburb as an example, Parkhurst, is that because what has happened in the past, people have engaged professional valuers to value their properties for the objection and the appeal process, because you cannot use an estate agent to do so because it gets overturned. This costs a fair amount of money, and the reports that are done by professional valuers are extensive. They do a proper job. They go onto they actually go to the subject property. They go to comparative properties that are comparative, both in size, in condition, that sort of thing. And they put this in the report, both from an earth size and also from an actual building size. And the reports are extensive. They visit the properties in doing so. These are submitted for both the objection and the appeal process. What became very apparent on Tuesday is that when you look at a rate per square meter, consistently, that has been submitted by various different professional valuers, is that in Parkhurst, the rate per square meter varied somewhere between 9,200 rand per square meter and about 15,000 rand per square meter. The value that was submitted by the city was somewhere between 15,000 rand and up to 19,000 rand per square meter. Now, that's a very big difference. And they didn't consider the condition of the property. So, and the guys that sit on the appeal board is supposed to be independent. And they are supposed to listen and take into account what these professional valuers are saying. They didn't. They tend to upheld the city's valuations one after the other. And when you consistently looked at the age of the properties, the conditions of the properties, and all of the arguments that were put forward by the appellants, it was all just disregarded. And when I raised this and I said there is this trend that has been emerging, it just got dismissed, completely dismissed. Yet the city could not explain how they got to their, how they got to their valuations. And the only conclusion that I could draw, once again, is that the city needs money. So the other problem that I have as a result of this is that when one looks at these overvaluations, is that they are pensioners that are affected by this, by these overvaluations. They are losing pensioners' rebates as a result. And the knock-on effect over and above, because I've been involved with some pensioners, is that they actually lose their properties at the end of the day. This is the only assets that they have. And because they cannot afford these overinflated rates, they land up having to move into old age homes at an inflated price and all sorts of things like that, that they can't afford. It's the only asset that they have left. I mean, it's appalling what is happening in the city of Johannesburg.
Charles, it sounds from what Rene has unpacked for us that it's the appeal process is just a show trial, that in fact there's no real attempt to address the issue itself. What's your interest in this? Because you too were at those hearings.
So Alec, on this particular day, we had two properties that were subject to appeals that we had objected to and appealed, and we do have appeals outstanding on other properties. So our interest is purely as somebody who owns property as an investment. We understand that there's municipal rates and that the rates should be based on the fair market value. So we all understand what we're trying to get to. I'd make a couple of observations, if I may. Quite interesting to compare this cycle to the previous cycle. So this is the GVR 23 cycle, and the last one was the GVR 2018 cycle. The valuers used by COJ in the 2018 cycle were an external firm. Yeah, and our experience was completely different. You know, you kind of learn as you go along. So you understand that there's a municipal valuation coming. For most owners, it's quite difficult to understand what you need to do if you want to get this rectified. And really makes the point, for example, that estate agents, so many owners go off and get a valuation from one or two or three estate agents because they think that's a readily available source of evaluation. They don't understand that those just get thrown in the bin. Okay, so this is a process, firstly, in my opinion, that could be made far clearer. Say to owners, this is what you must do. We're not going to accept estate agents. You must get independent valuers. Here's another example, and it's some of the reports used properties. So the valuation date for this role is 1 July 2022. Some people used comparisons that, for example, were in August 2022, a sale that took place in August 2022. And they said, you know, if that property sold next door to me in August 2022, then that's a pretty good indicator of what my property was worth a month before. What they don't say to people is, well, if it's after 1 July 2022, we disregard those valuations. Okay. So people are falling over, instead of trying to make the process user-friendly or understandable, I think that's a problem. But come back to my comment on the previous cycle, done by an independent firm. If you had an independent valuation in the last cycle, right, it was given due weight. And in most cases, the person would talk to you and say, we've got your valuation report, we've been through it, we agree or we disagree with this, but a lot of reliance was placed on the independent valuation report, and there were people that were external to COJ. My perception this time is the worth of an independent valuer's report was negligible. And you have to ask the question, if on the day multiple independent valuers are coming to very narrow parameters on how they're valuing it. I mean, Rene raised the question, and it was the elephant in the room, which was, how can they all be wrong? Okay. You're saying independent valuation report after independent valuation report, and you disregarding all of them. Is there not a moment at which you say, geez, there, something seems off here? Because we've got one party presenting for the municipality, And we've got a whole lot of independent valuers, and we're busy saying they're consistently wrong. Okay. It's certainly not wisdom of the crowds, if I'm going to use that analogy. In your reports, the valuer he's got photographs, he shows the subject property, and he shows the comparable properties. So you know exactly which the comparable properties are, how they've come to their view as independent valuers. And if you're an independent person listening to this, you can form a view of whether that sounds reasonable or not, if it's factually based. Whereas when COJ were presenting, they put up an Excel spreadsheet of 5, 6, 7 properties, and it's got an ID number. The square meterage is similar. So what I mean by that is you've got a house that, let's say the house is 200 square meters. The two houses, their comparison and your subject property are both 200 square meters. The independent valuers accepted that they were comparable. And the point that was made repeatedly during the day is you had absolutely no idea that the properties being used by COJ, what they look like, what are the internals. You know, there's a stat that was given to me by a quantity surveyor, which is that about 60% of the cost of the property is on the internals. Okay. So if you're comparing a new house to a very old house, and 60% of the cost is what's inside the house, then unless you've got some view of what's inside the house, if that makes sense, if it's an old rundown property or a brand new renovated property, you can't compare them. And the municipality put nothing forward to support what comparables they were using, but they seem to be accepted without question. And I would personally say we know the Parkhurst area pretty well. We know most of the agents there pretty well. I don't think the valuations that were finalized on the day, I don't think there's one person who would expect to sell their property for anywhere near what the values that were finally put out by the valuation board. They were unrealistic. That's my opinion. I think that was the view of just about every person who presented.
But on the other hand, that is the basis on which the municipality is going to charge rates. In other words, they have an incentive at the municipality to inflate the property to as high as possible, even though that's in excess of the market value. Rene, what is the where do you go from here? Do you have to now go to court and take Joburg Municipality to court to try and force the issue? Because it does appear from what you and Charles have said that the appeals process is a bit of a sham.
So, Alec, that unfortunately that's the problem. So if you lose the appeal process, your only recourse is to go to court. Now, and unfortunately, if you think about it, and that's also something that the city relies on, how do you expect an individual homeowner to take this to court? Most people can't afford that. So the issue that I have, and I'll raise something else in a minute, but how do you expect an individual homeowner? With the court process is an expensive court process. So now the individual homeowner needs to take them to court. I believe that fundamentally the process is flawed. And that is where I believe that perhaps somebody like ARTO or an AfriForum or whatever, that the process needs to be questioned. Because if one looks at something like PRECA, which is the Prevention of Combating Corrupt Activities Act, something like that perhaps actually might come into play when one looks at that act where it's unjust and unfair, that perhaps needs to be looked at because the process is flawed. So that's something. The other thing that I think that one also needs to have a look at, and that has happened in the 2023 valuation rule, and I think a lot of people don't understand, is that people do an objection on the valuation. If there's more, so very often the objection, when they do an objection on the original valuation and there's more than a 10% adjustment on the property, it triggers what's called a Section 52 process. So, and if you don't appeal, even though you might be happy with the valuation, which obviously you will be when your objection is upheld, you have to appeal that outcome. If you don't, the city can, at any time within the 5-year valuation rule, revalue your property at any value they wish. And that is exactly what the city did. So the head of the property department, people's objections were upheld, but then the head of the property department for about 25,000 properties sent out Section 52 notices and revalued a whole heap of properties at some ridiculous values. So on some of the ratepayers association, WhatsApp groups or whatever, there was an outcry when suddenly people got these ridiculous valuations on their properties again because of the Section 52s, because again, their properties were revalued at some stupid valuation again. So if you think about what we've just been talking about, now people are going to have to go again through the same objection and the appeal process again. And if you think that the process is flawed, now think about what they're going to have to go through again throughout the four-year process.
Rene Kilner and Charles Bowles bringing us up to date on what's going on in the city of Johannesburg. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.